Network.
We've got a few minutes left with Manny Badillo, then we've got the legend fighting the New World Order. Jabber Griffin joining us for the balance of the hour, and the folks that have been holding, you're Dr. Griffin. So we saved the best for last. You get to hold, but get to talk to him. We all want to hear from everybody and appreciate folks that I meant to get the calls earlier in the hour. I was just covering all the eugenics news, never got around to some of those calls. Going back to Manny Badillo. Okay, so you're in this meeting. Tell us where it was, what was happening. You're writing an article for Infowars.com. We're going to get very, very soon. Just make sure I don't miss that when it comes. Back ballpark, when are we getting that article so we can post it, Manny?
You're going to be getting that within the next couple of days. I'm still waiting to hear back from some of the prosecution team that asked me to email them about this evidence, which could very easily be found by simple internet searches.
Well, they always say that. We didn't know that bin Laden had been CIA. It's just BBC, AP, Reuters. But we didn't know NORAD stood down that day, and there were drills of hijacked jets flying into the buildings. But all that aside, where were you? You got invited. What else did you ask them? Because you told us in the end they were telling you shut up.
Yeah, essentially they were saying, listen, where did you get that from? You email us. That's it. That's it. It comes down to this. I brought up the fact that the case that the family members brought all the way to the Supreme Court that the Supreme Court refused to listen to as of last week, 7,000 family members with the evidence against Saudi Arabia. I asked them if they're going to how strong of a case they would have had if they had that evidence. I also said to them 70% of our questions were never answered during the commission. Is this going to be another sham trial that the family members then have to go through and then expect to have some sort of justice? And I said to them this. I said, does anybody here really feel that it was only five people that did this? Silence. Alex, there had to be at least four or five times of silence, and that's why it's so important that the mission of NYCCan.org is accomplished. You have
exactly, but and we'll have you back on about that, but I want to continue in the limited time with this, because talking to you over the phone, my producer said that you also said that at one point they just said, look, be quiet, shut up, we've heard enough from you, where did you hear this information?
Exactly. They were asking me where it came from. I was telling them this is AP, Reuters source. I was telling them this comes from intelligence agencies. The Indian intelligence agency actually spoke about
Did you tell them about Stringman, the head of the visa in Saudi Arabia, and he's being told let Ada and them in, they're CIA?
That I didn't have an opportunity to, but this is something else that I can continue to correspond with them on. I'm going to tell you,
I mean, this is on record that the hijackers were all trained at U.S. military bases in super high clearance. That's AP. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, that the embassies wouldn't let them in, and they'd say, let them in. These are high-level operatives. Yes, sir. Ugh. I mean, case closed. They did it. It's over.
And case closed this. I actually, and I commented a few times to a few of my close friends about how that the next night I was on a conference call with Candace Gorman. She is one of the defendants of three of the people that are being accused during the sham 9/11 trial that's taking place starting this week down in Guantanamo. So I listened to her conference call. I had an opportunity to ask questions there, and I said, what type of facts is the government bringing up, and how do you feel you can successfully defend them? She goes, I know I can defend them because there are no facts they're bringing up. It's all hearsay. So, you know, I thought about this, Alex. I was one of maybe 6 billion people in the world that got to hear both the prosecution side, the defense side, and the week before going to trial, with the exception of our clandestine intelligence agencies, I got to understand a hell of a lot more about how this is going to take place. This is going to be something that the media is going to report on here and there because they don't want us to critically think about what happened.
It's going to be a total kangaroo. You also told us that they admitted they have no evidence, but Obama admits that. He says they may be found not guilty, but we're still going to keep them. I mean, that's freedom.
Well, this is what happens. We have the Military Commissions Act. We have the Patriot Act. We have all these different acts which are constantly suffocating Americans' rights and the Constitution. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand up and do something about it like you, myself, and so many others are doing? Or are we going to sit back and say, okay, let them do this? No.
Now, Manny Badillo, you are a badass for freedom. I know you got some secret stuff you can't talk about right now, but we'll have you on next week or at the end of the week after that big announcement happens. Keep it up. You're going to bring the murderers to justice. We're right beside you and right behind you. Go with God. Bye, Condios.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
There goes Manny Badillo, folks. We'll be right back with G. Edward Griffin. Don't want to miss that.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, G. Edward Griffin with Freedom Force International. He's an icon in the liberty and freedom movement, the anti-New World Order movement. In fact, he's probably the greatest living person out there who continually, on a large scale, on a big platform, has made scores of films, presentations, best-selling books, Creature from Jekyll Island, traveling the country, the world, fighting the globalist. And we stand on his shoulders today, but he also stands right beside us because he's still fighting more than ever. He's a great gentleman and very articulate, and I'm very excited that he's going to be interviewed in my newest Obama film. He is the last interview for this film that has 14 interviews right now, and then one of them is a big surprise interview I'm going to leave till right before it's released, but just so many great people in this film, and so we're very excited about that. Also, Jason Burmes is going out there interviewing him. He's going to be in Burmes' film Invisible Empire with a big role in that, exposing kind of the architecture of the New World Order. But this just broke over the weekend. WorldNet Daily's kind of copied our story, which we're glad. All we care about is exposing it. The original place was Front Page Magazine in February, but nobody believed it because David Horowitz is somewhat discredited. But we got the actual textbook, and we have the scans of it, and It's up on InfoWars.com. Obama's science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control, implants to control us, CPS taking all children at birth, a planetary government of green police, forced drugging of the water and of the food. And this is a government plan. The book is, as you see on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, Ecoscience, Population, Resources, Environment. And he co-wrote this with Paul R. Ehrlich, who was one of Bush's chief advisors. So this is bipartisan. But Front Page Magazine and the neocons are acting like it's a liberal issue, though I have to admit the Democrats are more overtly eugenicists. You know, Margaret Sanger is praised by the black community because she called blacks subhuman. That's the sick, twisted, crate like Schwarzenegger gets ADL awards because he says he wants to be like Hitler. But if you fight Hitler, then the ADL attacks you. Reality is much stranger than fiction, as they say. So I wanted to get G. Edward Griffin out of the gates to talk about this, but overall, the big eugenics agenda, the plan, the carbon tax, which we couldn't see till they passed it, home inspections, federal zoning, one-child policies. I have USA Today here in my stack that says that, in fact, put it on screen for folks. It says that, oh, the bad economy's good for the carbon footprint, command destruction, how they want to bring us back to a rewilding, a neo-feudalism, a serfdom. G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alex. I really appreciate that very kind introduction, but it scares the heck out of me because I think people expect too much.
No brag, just fact. That's what John Wayne said. And people need to know the testament of the great work you've done in 40-plus years. In fact, briefly, how long have you been fighting the globalist? How did you wake up to them? And then let's get into eugenics.
Well, the actual year of my beginning of awakening was 1959. And that's when I began to read some things that were, upstream. That's not the same stuff that I was seeing on the media. And by 1960, I was in full swing. So I've been in this thing since 1960.
Amazing. So we're talking about almost 50 years.
Yeah, really.
Time flies. You know, I hope I look as good as you when I'm your age. You're a...
What a gentleman you are.
No, you're a handsome devil.
I'll just send you a pair of glasses in the morning. But
okay, and we're going to fire out your website coming out in a few minutes, so folks, you get ready for that. You have Freedom Force International taking action against these globalists. But eugenics, I mean, in my research, everything leads to that. Our entire society is built for a social engineering grid. Break that down from your 60 years of research and what their end game is in light of this government textbook, internal textbook. It's now come out, written by Bush's advisor and Obama's advisor, calling for a planetary government to kill us.
Well, I had two thoughts as you were introducing the topic. And one of the thoughts is that even though I was not aware of this very latest development which you announced, it does not surprise me in the least because it's just more of the same. So the first thought has to do with if you understand what the ideology is of these people who have been running our government for many years, it's called collectivism. And if you understand what that entails, then you know right away what these people are going to do, because that's based upon their ideology. The ideology is that they must have total control over the entire population to manipulate it in any way they see fit, always in the name of for the greater good of the greater number, always supposedly for your own good, but with absolute dominance at the top. And so once you understand that's their mindset and that they think that that's a very good thing, well, then you can predict what's going to happen. They're going to want to control not only your health, but your reproductive rights. They'll control who will survive and who will be exterminated. They'll control what you do for a living, where you live, how much you eat, what you think, you know, all of these things, because you become a cog in a giant machine. So the first thought that crossed my mind was that, here comes eugenics again. That's always happened in every collectivist regime on this planet, whether it be communism or fascism and Nazism or some of these other isms in Asia and Africa right now. That's part of the animal. It's what it does. The other thought, you mentioned it, is that this is not a partisan issue at all. You'll find this mentality in both the Republican and the Democrat Party is because both parties are dominated by collectivists. So one of the things we have to do is strip out that concept that Republicans and Democrats oppose each other on anything significant. So those are the thoughts that cross my mind. And, you know, once people get the picture of this and they understand that collectivism is the great destroyer of their freedom, then they won't fall for this nonsense about, well, are they Republicans or are they Democrats doing this?
I want you to elaborate on this, because you have these big monopoly capitalists who always advertise their free market. But really what they want is big governments, big systems to shut down their competition and bring in control. And then because they are collectivists, they collect our wealth and give it to themselves and then use the little bit they give back to us to domesticate us. Then why should they even want us here in their collectivist model of everything shared? Well, they want to get rid of people so there's more for the few that are left. This is their whole social engineering goal.
Well, there is a certain element of that in their thinking. They do want to limit the population because they're afraid that if the population gets too large, it becomes unmanageable. Their primary concern is how to manage the population. It's like a herd of cattle. If the herd gets too big, you know, you have trouble managing it. It could break out of the boundaries of the North 40 someplace. And so there's a certain element to keep the size of the herd down. But the other element is that they need workers. They want people out there producing and serving so that they can create all of the fine things of life which the elite will enjoy. They want a working class and they want a servitude class.
And they want our women. So, I mean, they don't want to kill all of us, just 80%.
Well, I don't know what the number is, but whatever it is, they have no qualms about it. That's for sure.
Well, you know, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96 says a world population reduction of 80%. 80 is the number you get from Ted Turner and people. But, I mean, some say even more, some say less.
Yeah. Whatever it is, if they wanted to reduce it 5%, the principle is the same.
Yeah, which is total dictatorial power.
Yeah, over who lives and who dies, just because of the numbers.
How would you say their program's going right now, watching it closely for 60 years? I mean, to me, watching it for 15 or so, it looks like they've got the power, they're steering things, but they don't have total control, and as they build their New World Order, it's falling apart as fast as they build it.
Well, yes, I can see elements of that. It's certainly not it's not all in the bag, that's for sure, but I see it as an accelerating process, and it worries the heck out of me because once the dam starts to break, and it looks to me like it's breaking up now, the pieces falling out start becoming larger, and they start falling faster. And so this great outpouring of water from behind the dam, when I say that, I'm thinking of our freedoms. Our freedoms are being flooded out through a huge breach in the dam, and it seems to be going faster and faster. And so I'm very concerned about that. We could come up with some event or series of events almost any day, which they could justify. They could use as justification for, you know, closing down on what's left of our freedoms. They're definitely planning to do that. It's just a question of when are they going to do it and what events are they going to use for that. But by the same token, as you say, it looks like their system is falling apart. There's certainly a lot of disagreement among them. There's a lot of infighting between them to see who is going to have the ultimate power. But
I guess that's part of it. They've got to destroy a lot of stuff to build the new system, where if they destroy everything, then only their central hubs are left. And so by extension, by the rule of heavenly bodies or gravitational pull, it will pull everything into it.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy, I think. And also, we have to remember that certain subgroups within the collectivist movement actually advocate conflict within their own ranks. Adolf Hitler was one of those who was quite adamant on that. He said, it's good that we fight within our ranks because only the strongest of us will survive, and we need only strong people in our movement. So there's a lot of that going on, too.
And I think that kind of actually pigeonholes them and trips them up a lot.
Well, let's hope it does. The point is, I think, to all of this is that we certainly cannot sit back and just wait for it to crumble, because they've got plans for us that we're not going to like. We have to fight this with everything we have.
Well, let's talk about what the plans are versus our plans, and also how you see the economic collapse, engineered or not. What's happening with the global carbon tax? what life will be like under that. I mean, this is the actual Soviet Union is what I'd call it we're going into. But we'll get G. Edward Griffin's take on that in just a moment. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979.10, $289.55 for a half ounce, or $244.77 for the quarter ounce. That's $979.10, $489.55, or $244.77.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Watchmen!
Watchmen! Watchmen!
G. Edward Griffin's our guest, icon in the fight for liberty. So excited about him in my new Obama film. I'll soon announce the name. And he's going to be in Burmese's Visible Empire film. So we're going out to California interviewing. Well, my team is. I'm going out to California separately right before they go for another interview. I'll just leave that unnamed. But going back to G. Edward Griffin in this short segment, I mean, there's so many questions. Your take on the banking implosion, Federal Reserve to get power over all industry, the green taxes, the carbon taxes, home inspections, federal zoning where it says they can just take your house, no judge, no jury. That's in there. I mean, it looks like on every front, federalization of water, gun control, they're moving on every front right now. Is this a bum rush where we're getting hit with so much? I mean, why are they moving so quick right now?
Well, I guess it's because they want to tie it up as quickly as possible, Alex. You know, they don't want to allow the people too much time to think about it and to develop opposition. And we get it all done. Right now, I think it's come to the end of almost to the end of the honeymoon in the Obama administration. And you know, in the first few months, they could do just about anything they wanted to. People would say, well, we don't know, give them a chance, let it work it out and so forth. And they know that they didn't get too much done right away, that later on opposition might be developed to it. So I think that's part of it. And the other thing is it's got a lot more to do with this one administration versus another administration. Now, these people who are dreaming up this legislation and writing these laws, they're not thinking as Republicans or Democrats. They're thinking as globalist collectivists trying to create the new world order. That's their mission. They want to get that thing built. They want to get on with it, you know? That's their dream. And meanwhile, all the folks back here at home are still thinking in terms of these people, well, why would a good Republican do that? Or why would a good Democrat do that? You know, and they don't get it, that this has got nothing at all to do with partisan politics. So I think they're in a hurry so that the too many of the American people don't wake up and we get it all done.
Continue along that line, Jabber Griffin.
Well, I don't know what more I could say about that, except that, you know, we're living in a time where events are moving very rapidly. I guess people have always said that throughout history, but also I think that it's true that because of technology, things do move more rapidly as the years go by. And I think the time that they figure to wrap up the New World Order is definitely within this generation. It used to be, I think, that they were thinking in terms of, well, two, three generations down the line, we'll get it all done. But now I think they've decided it's this generation, which means within this 20-year time span, probably less than that. And so it's moving very rapidly. And, you know, we were talking just a moment ago about what can we turn this around? Are we going to win? Are we going to lose? What's going to happen? Everybody wants to, you know, think, what do I do? How do I prepare? What can I do for my family? All of these things. And nothing wrong with that kind of thinking. It's realistic thinking. But the main question is, are we going to win or are we going to lose? And my feeling is very strong on that, is that we are definitely going to win this battle because freedom will always win out. But the question, the annoying question, is how long will it take? Is it going to be by the next election? No, it's definitely not going to be the next election.
Yeah, how bad is it going to get? And one big problem with winning is people are in this instant gratification. Give me the Wendy's hamburger in 10 seconds or I'm angry. I catch myself even like this. It takes time to grow a orchard. It takes time to put in a garden. It takes time to build a new world order. It takes time to defeat it. And things are moving very quickly now. We're having great victories. People need to be more positive and realize things don't happen instantly. And I agree with you, we're going to win. The question is, how bad will it get? How many of us will be enslaved? And we talk about, if they win, what is it like? It's like living under Joe Stalin with a high-tech overlay, isn't it, G. Ever Griffin?
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. Yes, high-tech overlay. A lot more effective means of controlling people, controlling their thoughts, controlling their health, their movement, and a lot more sophisticated weapons to put down opposition. Yeah, that's the high-tech overlay that makes it really scary. But back to the theme, which is how long is it going to take? That's been one of the main points of Freedom Force International, is that we have the long view of history, and a lot of people get very impatient with that. I can understand that. I used to be impatient with that point of view when I was a young guy. I remember we were talking a moment ago, when did I start down this path? Well, back in 1960. And I remember back in the 60s, listening to some of the old timers say, well, this is going to take quite a while to turn around. And I kept saying, the heck it is. Wait till I get in there. You know, I'll turn this thing around right away. Well, turns out that the old timers were right. And
it turns out, hold on, 60 years is a blink of an eye, though. You've done a lot to start turning the ship. You have influenced tens of millions, G. Everett Griffin. Stay there, my friend. Quick break. We'll come right back with G. Everett Griffin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Involved in Freedom Force International.
Well, how do they do that? I guess it's time to plug a couple of websites. our commercial website, as you know, it's called The Reality Zone, and it's easy to remember, realityzone.com. We've got about 100 different items there, some of my books and video programs and audio recordings, plus we carry the good stuff from other people as well. But that's a commercial site, plenty of information. If you, if you're a reader or you like to watch videos, there's enough there for almost a year of your time of study. But if you want to get involved in an organization that's trying to do something about it and trying to recapture control of our political system, then you want to go to the Freedom Force site, and that's freedomforceinternational.org. And I can't tell you too much about it because it takes too much time to tell you about it, except that there's a plan there to do something about it, to not just complain, not just to read another book, but to actually acquire or reacquire, I should say, reacquire power over the political system of all of the countries.
That's right. We have to infiltrate the system like they've done to us.
I wouldn't say infiltrate. That's got a negative connotation to it. We should be there all the time anyway.
I agree, but I mean, they covertly infiltrated, and I think in a war, it's good to be overt, but if people choose to be covert, and we can send a lot of secret documents, and I mean, that is infiltration. That's the American people re-infiltrating their own government.
Well, I have to agree with the principle. We have to go back to where we should have been all along. When you've got self-government, you better be involved in government, not just turn it over to somebody else, because then it's not self-government anymore.
Well, I'll say this. The government that's out of control and illegitimate and owned by offshore banks publicly now in fraud, they act like we are criminal infiltrators if we try to go to a city council meeting or try to go hold a sign up on the street corner. Yeah. We all have to exercise that power or lose it.
That's right. We have to be in the political halls of the nation. You know, the motto, or the sort of the unofficial motto of Freedom Force is, don't fight City Hall when you can be City Hall. And that, you know, it sums it up. And I'm happy to say that our members all over the country are gradually getting the idea, and they're successfully moving into political groups.
And the system is worried. They're putting out reports going, there's police, there's military, there's these anti-Federal Reserve people. They're everywhere. They might get us. Oh, no.
Well, they might become mayors of cities. They may become members of city councils. They may become elected to state positions. They may become chiefs of police. Who knows? They may actually recapture control of their own system. That's the whole idea.
Oh, we don't want to do that. And throw
well,
out the evil mayors who are on offshore payrolls publicly. You know, one thing, not just getting back into government and the system, but also surveilling corrupt politicians legally.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these guys are really corrupt. You'll catch them with hookers, gambling, stealing, weird stuff. If you just go out and surveil corrupt people, folks, they're doing evil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good people are just at home barbecuing, hanging out with the family. These globalists are all scum, and they're all degenerates. You don't do bad things in life unless you're overall bad. And, you know, I say play hardball with them, too.
Well, yeah, and it's partly the nature of the beast, that this thing we call government, we've allowed it to grow and grow and become more powerful. And whenever you've got a center of power like that, it's a magnet for the criminal class or the predator class. People who want to take advantage of others just instinctively gravitate to something like that. So part of our long-range strategy for success and victory that we were talking about is to dismantle that magnet so that it won't attract that criminal class anymore.
Yeah, if there's not a big government, there's no power mass or levers for a psycho or control freak to get control of it. We build these giant government systems. They're going to be taken over by crooks if they weren't built by them to begin with.
That's right. So people haven't thought that all the way through. They think that the solution to corruption in government is to make government stronger. More investigations, more laws, and so forth. And that's just the opposite of the solution, that structure should start to be dismantled. And all of these tools that they have for controlling the lives of its citizens need to be just eliminated.
Then citizens will automatically start killing snakes in their own backyards instead of calling the government to do it.
Yeah.
And then citizens will start putting up their own fences and start learning how to defend themselves and start... And then the wealth and money and ideas go back into the free market. Instead of, I look at the general public, they're totally domesticated. I'm domesticated, controlled to my dad, compared to my dad. He's domesticated compared to his dad. I mean, we really are becoming weaklings.
Yeah, well, that's been part of the strategy, and it's interesting to me because over the years I've had had a chance to study some of the more esoteric literature by these people, you know, the deep thinkers, the scholars on the collectivist side. You don't run into their names often, but they've written books, they've given speeches and lectures, and some of them are in academia, and they wax eloquent about how wonderful it would be to domesticate the human race. And breed out of them all of these aggressive instincts, as they say, you know, and to convert the human animal into a productive and kind and gentle thing. And of course, they say if they have to kill a few million people along the way to do that, torture a few, well, it's okay. The end justifies the means. You see. It's really amazing how they justify these things.
Well, the truth is, when you really meet these liberal collectivists, and they're not really liberal, but that's what they usually are hiding under that mantle.
No, they're
it's like, yes, we're going to have to kill a lot. And you see them kind of going, you know, just getting off on it. And the truth is, they're killer apes in their own view.
Yeah.
They're just high-functioning psychos who act like they're these egalitarians. And really, they're just a bunch of lunatic control freaks that need to be dealt with.
I think they're certainly true. A lot of them just like that. They may look very meek and mild and be wearing bifocals, but there is a killer instinct there, yeah.
And we've got to re-harness our killer instinct for defense. That's the problem. I found really intelligent, overconfident, nice, friendly people are gregarious, good-natured, don't want to get involved. We kind of just sit back, and then there's these little greedy, weak people who want to get into power and then hate those of us that are strong. And I found that to be the secret to eugenics, is they sell it to the strong as, oh, we're just going to make the strong and the healthy have more of the world, which is bad enough because it always leads to evil. But in truth, they're actually targeting the strong.
Well, yeah, they're targeting the strength or the weakness of an individual has nothing to do with their plan, even though they say that it does. So what their plan is focused on is the ideological orientation of the individual, strong or weak. If they support their collectivist agenda, then they are to be defended and preserved. If they're opposed to the collectivist agenda, then they're alleged to be defective and must be eliminated. So strength or weakness is measured primarily in terms of the degree to which individuals support their agenda.
But like an animal farm, when the big stallion workhorse breaks his back trying to make more money for the pigs, then they load him up and sell him to the glue factory. So they also, at the same time, do hate the beautiful, the smart, the intelligent. Most of these eugenicists are like goblin-like creatures who want to pull everything down.
Yeah, they get to be very analytical about society. They look at the human being as a machine, something to be controlled and directed, you know. In fact, my mind just went back to that famous line attributed to the Rothschilds. I had it in my book. But it said that the rulers of society, and they were referring indirectly to the Rothschilds in this sense, they look at man as a machine and woman as a toy. I thought, boy, yeah, that's quite an egalitarian view of the world, I would say. But they certainly do look at men as machines. Machines to be controlled and put to work. And if they don't work well, then destroy them.
Yeah, programmed. Well, I want to take a few calls for J. Edward Griffin, Ronnie, Rob, Adam, Greg, and Chris, and that'll be it. We can take those five. Sorry to the others. But I wanted just to get your view on the carbon tax. This is wildly unpopular. I think it's going to blow up in their face, not letting anybody read the bill, 300 pages of it. Now we've got it, and they're trying to pass the Senate. Federal home inspectors and selective carbon taxes on who they want. It's like Obama selectively deciding who can keep their dealerships. I mean, we're really seeing a takeover, and the gas, the honeymoon, is running out quick on this guy.
Well, yes, and I certainly agree that people are fed up with all of it, and this just is like another straw on the camel's back. But I'm not so sure about whether they're going to not be allowed to continue. Because, you know, these people really don't care what the American people think right now. They've come to the point where they just sort of go ahead anyway. I mean, this whole issue of global warming is a perfect example. I would say that about a year or a year and a half ago, if you were to poll the average citizen out there, the overwhelming majority of them would say, oh, yes, we've got global warming. Yes, it's something that's very serious, that we've got to do something about it. But now with all of the scientific evidence that has come out and all of the obvious fact of global cooling that's been taking place for about a year now, I think if you poll the average person, they'd say, yeah, there's a bunch of bunk. There's no global warming going on at all. And these guys just want to use that as an excuse to have a tax and have more power. That's the drift of the thinking. But does it stop? Does it stop Congress? Does it stop the Senate?
And that's
the key.
Does it
stop the President? And no, it doesn't even slow them down. They don't give a damn what the American people think. They've got their own agenda, and they have the power to execute it. So that should be a wake-up call for people.
Well, no, but that's the key, is that they do just ignore us on every front. And it's clear they've made the decision to go ahead and push us into revolution. That's what their paramilitary NORTHCOM's ready for. They've told the police, get ready, the vets, the gun owners are going to attack you. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling process to further destroy the country. I'm not saying they're going to go with that, but if they can goad us into physical conflict, all the better for them. It's just another form of problem, reaction, solution. Your comments on that?
Well, yes, I think that they have anticipated that long ago, that inevitably it would come to an uprising, and so they started to prepare for it. And I think they came to the point about maybe a year and a half ago, where they think that the sooner the better. Let's get on with it. Let's close the gate. Let's have a good excuse for bringing about martial law. Let's goad people into the streets. Let's get them, wild-eyed, full of revolt. You know, people don't understand the difference between a revolt and a revolution. Revolts never succeed. Revolutions sometimes succeed, and the difference between the two is that revolutions have leadership. They're usually conducted by governmental units within a governmental entity.
They have manifestos. They have creeds.
They have leadership, training, funding, communications, a strategy. They have everything. Whereas, just plain revolt is where people throw up their hands and say, I'm sick and tired, I'm not going to put up with it anymore, and they grab their musket and go out in the street. Well, they're easily mowed down. I mean, the American Revolution was not a revolt. It was a revolution. It was fought by the continental governments. The colonies had their militia, they had their training, their leaders, their ammunition, they had strategy, funding, they had all of that.
They had a code, and they had a manifesto.
Yes. But they had leadership. Their leaders in the colonial representative governments declared on their behalf and so forth. Now, you can argue with some of that, but the point is that it was organized. Today,
and that also lended legitimacy.
Yes. Today, these revolts that people are urging on the American people are just suicidal. It just makes me sick to see it.
Well, I actually think a revolt's going to chew up a lot of military and police, but the globalists don't care. That will then make the government the victim. And then the real oppression comes in.
Yes.
And that's why I always see these federal operatives trying to hype it, but they never get in trouble. Folks, if you're not a federal operative and you call for violence, they come after you. But they have people out there always calling for violence and saying, why doesn't Alex call for violence? He's a coward. Those are feds, folks. Guaranteed. They want to prematurely have us launch our revolution. We need to let the enemy's abuses continue to pile up while we continue to peacefully wake up the people until the government itself, many people in it, don't want to go along with it. And we're already starting to see that, G. Edward.
I'm glad to hear that. I was not aware of that, but it's good news.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and take a call. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with G. Edward Griffin, author of Creature from Jekyll Island. Go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. About A Creature from Jekyll Island, I've just given copies to the new mayor, Leffingwell. He's sharing it with Mike Martinez, and my sister's other friends at the farmer's market and stuff, your copies of your book.
Yeah.
It's so phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
I've yet to thank you. Oh, I'm trying to thank you. I'm so honored to hear your voice, and you can hear me. I've yet to get feedback, but I have in effect been banned from the city council. I'm sure you have experience with that, Mr. Jones. But OBGYN, Dr. Ron Paul, Revolution of Love for Liberty in Our Sacred Constitution, through the campaignforliberty.com, just keeps on keeping on. I had to throw that in there. But about what you were saying earlier, elitism is at the core of all of this, bigotry and elitism. And so eugenics is fundamentally evil, and it's one of our main problems in defeating eugenics is the fact that there is some truth in what they say about human overpopulation. I mean, the population of humans on Earth has more than doubled in my lifetime. And thus, it is a real challenge for survival in the future. But I also agree with you, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Watson, your previous guest, that the killing people is not the answer. Obviously, there are no guarantees.
Well, here's the deal. Even if you think we're overpopulated, which actually is disinfo at many levels, some of the technologies are dirty and bad and may have problems and need to be perfected or improved on. The issue is all this eugenics isn't about population. It's about control. It's about restricting. It's about feudalism. It's about serfdom. It's about a top-down, vertically integrated global government. And it's about controlling human destiny and dumbing the mass down. I appreciate your call. The eugenicists are actually trying to dumb people down to make them more manageable. Do you ever, Griffin?
Well, yeah, no question about it. And I think the issue of overpopulation needs to be focused on. The evidence is very strong that in advanced societies, the population now is decreasing. Only in parts of the world is it increasing. I believe
the answer is you increase the technology, and they all know that. G. Ever Griffin, final segment straight ahead. Stay with us. Riveting info.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Segment, and I got all these loaded phone lines here. I want to try to get to everybody. Rod in Kentucky, you're on the air with G. Edward Griffin. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Mr. Griffin, I want to say it's a pleasure to talk to you also. I use your CD, The Creature from Jekyll Island, as one of the intro packs I give to people to introduce them to let them know what's going on. The main reason I call it today is I just wanted to let you know, Alex, about the soft kill weapons, that I think one of the main things you stressed on it this morning is I went to the doctor, had a complete panel run, all blood tests. Everything was absolutely perfect. You know, I don't drink tap water, stuff like that. However, my testosterone level was 225 nanograms a deciliter. The average male is supposed to be 5 to 550. You don't start reaping the health benefits till 6 to 800. Now then, even if your blood panels and everything are good, if you live from middle age on with low testosterone, you are at greater, much greater risk for heart attack, stroke, and prostate cancer. Now then, do you think it's possible that they could be doing things already to lower the male testosterone? Of course, I went immediately on therapy to replace my level.
No. Paul Watson, I mean, the reason people are polite in Texas is just 50, 60 years ago, if you're rude to somebody, they'd kill you. And now men just aren't as angry. They aren't as focused, or it's a fake type of, you know, masculineness. But armed societies or polite societies, our testosterone is lower. Our sperm counts are way lower. Paul Watson has an article where they're putting chemicals in the water at prisonplanet.com. Let me get a comment from G. Edward Griffin on that. This engineering of the society, there's a lot of evidence to that. Your take on it.
Well, my take on it is that, like everybody else, it just makes a lot of sense, and you can see the evidence of it as you go. I haven't really checked out the science myself, Alex, like you have, or Watson, but it just makes a lot of sense. And, again, once we understand the big picture and what these people are trying to do, then it's almost a perfect litmus paper test that you can use to come to a preliminary judgment anyway as to whether something is true or false. You do have to run it down and you know, clarify it and check it out yourself. But you have a pretty good feeling for whether something is true or false when you understand how well it fits in with the overall plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland. You're on the air with G. Edward Griffin and InfoWars.com. Go ahead.
Hey, I had a question for you because I was talking to some fellows about this issue, but I did some reading on one of the websites, a lot like yours, where they had said that in the United States, down in the state of Alabama, they found a compound with trucks that had markings that looked a lot like they were Russian, and they were supposed to be drilling them to do civil disobedience and anti-riot.
Now, let me explain. This is an old urban legend that's been around since the mid-90s. This is how they debunk us. The United States government and others and some private companies bought tons of cheap Eastern Bloc surplus, and I know people in Bastrop, you know, who collect them, and they got a U.S. one, a British one, a Russian one. And so people show that and say it's a Russian invasion, a bunch of 1970s rotting equipment. The real invasion is public deals signed to use Canadian, Mexican troops and others to quell civil disturbances. That's mainstream news, but nobody will ever focus on it. Toronto Star, Associated Press, Vigilant Guardian, the national level exercise going on now is with troops from 14 governments. That's Homeland Security site. But nobody will get into the real admitted stuff. Instead, they talk about what they heard or what they saw. I appreciate your call. I'm not saying you're a bad caller. I'm just correcting that. G. Edward Griffin, your comments on that.
Well, again, I'm stuck with saying what you said, Alex. It's certainly true. You get a lot of disinformation out there, and unfortunately people will run with it because it has the grains of truth. But no, you're absolutely right. The real threat is not from a bunch of old Russian trucks sitting in a lot for sale someplace. It's from the existing government and our treaties with other countries, Canada and Mexico in particular.
G. Edward, we're out of time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.